Hello, welcome to Woodland Stories, where we take a walk in the woods with a small woodland owner. Listen as we embark on an audio tour of the forest from the perspective of family forest owners.
This is a family operation that started with my great-great-grandfather, Henry S. Copeland, in 1863 when he came into the Walla Walla Valley. He homesteaded here in the Walla Walla Valley and purchased property from other homesteaders in the foothills that ended up having timber on it in his own right. And then his son, who was my great-grandfather, Thomas Copeland, then was the kind of the entrepreneur of the generations, and he purchased a number of parcels in the foothills, and the impetus for doing so was because he wanted to graze a cattle herd. The next generation, which was my grandfather, then kind of kept everything together, managed a cattle herd like his father had, did some logging on the forested part of the property. And then you kind of skipped a generation because my grandfather and grandmother had two daughters. And so he waited for his firstborn grandson, which happened to be me, I guess. We certainly look at the forested property as we want a healthy forest that will provide income for us. But we also manage it for wildlife, for recreation. Those are probably our three main things. And as a subcategory, in order to have a healthy forest, then we have to manage it for insect and disease and fire and all those things as well. This past summer, my summer was consumed every day with my grandson, and we'd go up and we were actually working on a 20-acre fire plan, pre-commercial thin. We were also taking out some merchantable logs as well in order to get the area thin enough to withstand a fire coming in, or at least that's hopefully what would happen.
The children grew up on the mountain, and I think they want to pass that love on to their children. And so our grandchildren they love the mountains. I mean, they love to go hiking or motorcycle riding or
mushroom hunting, huckleberry picking, Christmas tree gathering.
We have a small cabin back there, and during the summer we try to spend 2 to 3 nights a week up there. It makes it easier not to come out because it sits an hour up and an hour back. It's very easy for them.
That's
a family to grow up.
We have deer, elk, bear, wolves, coyotes,
cougar, lots of
turkeys,
frogs, salamanders, lots of different species of birds.
I mean, we have a tremendous amount of wildlife. We're very fortunate.
For us to be good stewards of the land, we need to have our forest in a healthy situation where we're doing the very best we can to make sure that it isn't infested with insects and disease, and we're constantly working towards making it more fire resilient. We are passionate about maintaining a healthy, viable forest, and some might say, well, it's because you want to cut all the trees and get the money off of them, and honestly, if you were to walk through our forest, you would see a lot of much larger trees and a lot of different forested parcels, and it's because we love trees, we love the different age classes, and so we're to the point now where we've got stands that are quite honestly hard to merchandise because the trees have gotten larger than most mills can handle these days. And we also feel very passionate that we don't do anything on the property that harms our neighbor, so to speak, and the environment as a whole. It was my grandfather's favorite place on earth. It's my favorite place on earth.
And it's mine, and I think I could probably say it's
our children. And for our children and grandchildren, if we had a class one string through it with a bunch of trout, it would make it perfect.